Welcome to the All-in-One podcast for middle school language arts teachers. I'm Linda, and I've been a teacher for over 30 years. I can help you with tips, tricks, and motivation that will simplify your planning, streamline your teaching, and enjoy more free time. Well, hey there, it's Linda. I hope all is going well in your world. If you are listening in real time, it's the end of April and the pressure is on. With state testing and thinking about the end of the year, teachers all around are trying to keep their head above water. And I don't know about you, but although it's sunny here at the Jersey Shore, it is still very chilly. So there's a whole big mixed bag of emotions going on. But April is National Poetry Month, and it's just about over, so I'm finishing up today with our mini-series on poetry. I have a few other podcasts on this topic, so if you haven't heard them yet, be sure to check them out. So, like I said, April is National Poetry Month, but it doesn't have to be April to introduce your students to novels in verse. Novels in verse appeal to students because they tend to move quickly and are told in rhythmic, interesting ways. Introducing your students to quality novels in this genre is a great addition to your poetry unit, and in my opinion, a great end-of-year reading unit. Before we get into today's topic, I want to make sure that you know I usually mention at least one freebie, and I have a few today that you won't want to miss. I'll be talking about them as we go along, but be sure to head to the show notes to grab them. When you sign up, you'll be on my email list, and once you are there, you'll get any new freebies as well as information on new products and sales and things of that nature. So be sure to grab that after listening to the podcast. So let's get into the five novels in verse that I think are five of the best out there for your middle school students. And if I'm rattling this off and you would prefer to see it rather than hear it, I do have all of this on my blog, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. So here we go with five amazing novels in verse in no particular order. First of all, let's just start out by talking about what novels in verse are. They are quite simply novels that are told as poetry rather than prose. Here are some specifics. They do differ from epic poems, like if you think of Homer's Iliad, in that an epic poem is just a poem. Just on a grander scale. It's one long poem. Novels in verse combine a narrative story structure along with the components and musicality of poetry. Novels in verse usually use a series of poems instead of chapters to tell the story. I would say this, try not to get too hung up on the definition. There is always a controversy on this in the literary world. I mean, I know it's such a scandal. But as long as it's a story that your kids will love, with poetic devices, with a strong story structure, you can and should use it. So let's start out by talking about one of the novels in verse that I have used with my class every year since COVID, and that is Out of the Dust by Karen. Why I like it. It is divided into seasons for 2 years of the main character's life, giving it a really nice structure. The poems, also known as chapters, are quick, snappy, and rhythmic. There are tons of poetic devices in this one. Although it's extremely sad, it is filled with hope. It's historical fiction taking place during the Dust Bowl in the Oklahoma Panhandle. Poetic devices and skills used. This book uses so many poetic devices, simile, metaphor, idiom, personification, alliteration, etc. There is also quite a bit of allusion as it is historical fiction. Some ideas for classroom activities. You might want to teach the historical context of the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression before starting. Pull one or two poetic devices from each season. Like I said, it's broken up into seasons, and have kids write poems using these devices about the seasons. There is a great ode at the end of the story. Have your kids write an ode to a special object in their lives. In the novel Billy Joe, the main character writes an ode to her piano, and it's really beautiful. I do have this as part of my first Chapter Friday on my YouTube channel. It's free for you to just pop on and have your students listen if you want to give it a try. And I also have a complete novel study on this, which I will be sure to link in my show notes as well. Okay, novel in verse number two, The Crossover by Kwame Alexander. Well, I can't talk about novels in verse without mentioning this one. This book gets kids who love basketball into the idea of poetry. It's so rhythmic and so fast-paced with a truly unique voice. The themes are strong and very relatable to kids in this age group. Poetic devices and skills, there are lots of them. There's rhyme, simile, metaphor, enjambment, and alliteration. Ideas for classroom activities. This is a great book for teaching theme as the message is strong and super relatable. It's perfect for literature circles, also known as book clubs, because kids don't want to put this one down. The discussions will be rich with this novel. There is a prequel to this, which is a really nice follow-up for kids, called Rebound, which focuses on the twins' dad. Kids can do a compare and contrast essay with this about the twins and their father. Novel number three, Starfish by Lisa Fitz. Why I like it. I love the theme of self-acceptance in this one. The character, although bullied, does have a good support system. Like many novels in verse, it moves quickly with a nice rhythm. The poetic devices and skills you can find are repetition, idiom, personification, alliteration, onomatopoeia, simile, and metaphor. Ideas for classroom activities. This one is a must for literature circles or whole class reading. The discussions will be very rich. You could have the kids rewrite Ellie's Fat Girl Rules. You'll see that is one of the poems. And you can have them rename that list as well to make it something much more positive. You could discuss the importance of the motif of water. This would be a good time to introduce your kids to what motif is, because water is such a powerful motif in the book. Students can create their own poems about water or about themselves using some of the poetic devices found in the book. It would be really fun to put their poems in the shape of a starfish. That's called a calligram. If you need a how-to for a calligram, I have a blog post that goes over that, and I will link that for you. Okay, novel number four, The One and Only Ivan by Catherine Applegate. Why I like it. I can't say enough good things about this one. For me, it's the new Charlotte's Web. I really think that it's going to take on that kind of power and acclaim. And although it does seem a bit juvenile at first, it really isn't. The themes are deep and meaningful and will hit middle schoolers in a profound way. This one might not look as quote-unquote poetic as the others, but it does have a lot of poetic devices and is technically, in my opinion, written in verse. It moves quickly. The characters are unforgettable. You will fall in love with Ivan and Ruby. The poetic devices are simile, metaphor, idiom, personification, and juxtaposition. some ideas for classroom activities, this is a great one for a character study. Because the character traits are so strong, it would be a good and fairly easy essay to write. You could have kids create their own art, like Ivan did, and create a poem about it. This is a good first read in middle school for a whole class novel. There are tons of skills that you can pull to set expectations for the year. The one and only Ivan is included in my YouTube First Chapter Friday series as well. You might want to check that out because that's, again, it's a nice thing for you to just kind of pop on for your kids and take a breather while I read to your students. And the last novel in verse that I highly recommend for middle school children is Other Words for Home by Jasmine Warga. Why I like it. This is a must read for your middle schoolers. The themes of acceptance and racism are doled out in a way for this level to understand. Jude and her mother are forced to leave Syria and go to America. It's a beautiful story and one that will be eye-opening for many of your students. Empathy is a must for this one. It would make a fantastic whole class novel as well as a perfect literature circle selection. Having a story with a serious nature in verse is refreshing. It moves quickly. Honestly, this book is perfection for me. The poetic devices, idiom, simile, metaphor, alliteration, and onomatopoeia. Some ideas for classroom activities. This book is ripe with symbols. Kids could use my free symbol flipbook and pick a symbol from the book. Some ideas: windows, the hijab, ocean, and movie theater. I'll link my free symbolism flipbook in the show notes for you if you want to grab that. You could do some research on the Syrian Revolution. I would keep it to a minimum, though. I don't want to say to only go surface level, but honestly, you could get too involved here and spark some unwanted debate. So I would touch upon it, but I wouldn't go into it fully. You could have kids write a welcome letter to Jude. Include a little bit about your class, traditions that you have, and what she should know about the school. It would be sweet for them to include something like offering her a seat at their lunch table or help in math. Okay, so I hope that that gave you some good ideas of some novels in verse. I really recommend that you do at least one if you haven't done any yet. Hopefully, you're at the point in the year where you could just kind of squeeze one in there, and I know that your kids would enjoy any of the ones that I mentioned. So I hope that you enjoyed this mini series on poetry. It truly is my favorite thing to teach, and I believe wholeheartedly that it is the best way to end the year. Poetry is not as dense for reading, and writing poetry is not as high stakes as, say, writing an essay. And don't forget to tune in next week. I'll be discussing ideas for a smooth end-of-year transition, so you don't want to miss it. Before you go, I'd like to invite you to join my Facebook group for middle school language arts teachers and to subscribe over on YouTube, where I do First Chapter Friday and where I do a Teach My Class series, where I will teach your class lessons while you take a breather. I hope this information was helpful. Be sure to check the links that I mentioned in the show notes. My email is available there as well in case you have questions or comments. You can also DM me on Instagram at All in One Middle School. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.